Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. In the name of Allah, the Most Beneficent, the Most Merciful. The Islamic Propagation Office at Rabwa, www.islamhouse.com, is pleased to present to you this lecture, entitled An Explanation of Surah Al-Falaq by Rafa al-Dhafir.
Surah Al-Falaq, the 113th surah, which is a surah that was revealed in Mecca. It has five ayat. It was revealed after Surah Al-Fil. It is one of the great surah in which Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to recite very often, as we said, every night. In the hadith عن أبي سعيد رضي الله عنه أن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم كان يتعوذ من أعين الجن وأعين الإنس, أي بهذه السورة وفي سورة الناس. رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم used to seek refuge in Allah from the evil eyes of the jinn and the evil eyes of mankind by reciting سورة الفلق and المعوذتين. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, قُلْ أَعُوذُ بِرَبِّ الْفَلَقَ مِنْ شَرِّ مَا خَلَقَ وَمِنْ شَرِّ غَاسِقٍ إِذَا وَقَبَ وَمِنْ شَرِّ النَّفَّاثَاتِ فِي الْعُقَدِ وَمِنْ شَرِّ حَاسِدٍ إِذَا حَسَدَ. Say, I seek refuge in Allah, the Lord of the dark of the daybreak, from the evil of what He has created, and from the evil of the darkening night as it comes with its darkness, or the moon as it sets or goes away, and from the evil of the witchcraft when they blow in the knots, and from the evil of the envier when he envies. There is more than one authentic narration that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was affected by the witchcraft which was directed against him by the Jews, so that for days he was ill and he was sick, until Jibreel alayhi salam came to him and informed him about what these people have done against him and what was that witchcraft they did. And he sent one of his Sahaba and brought that which were pieces of his comb mixed with few other things that the witchcraft people would do. And then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was relieved from his illness or from the witchcraft he was affected with. And there are many stories dealing with the details, but it is sufficient to know that this indeed had happened against Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed this surah to help anyone who can be affected with the witchcraft as a protector. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, قُلْ أَعُوذُ بِرَبِّ الْفَلَقِ. The whole thing has to revolve around the tawheed of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We seek refuge in no one. We don't seek refuge in the sorcerers or the exorcists or any of these things, but we seek refuge in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from the witchcraft and the evil that are prevalent in many places on earth. Say, O Muhammad, I seek refuge in the Lord, Rabb al-Falaq, in the Lord of the daybreak. Al-Falaq in the Arabic language is the light as it comes when the day breaks, when the sun rises. وَمِن شَرِّ مِن شَرِّ مَا خَلَقْ, that seek refuge in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from the evil of the creatures of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There are certain creatures who are evil or are capable of doing evil, so in order to protect yourself, then seek refuge in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from the evil doers. وَمِن شَرِّ غَاسِقٍ إِذَا وَقَبَ, and also from the evil of the darknesses of the night, and also as the moon sets and goes away, to add more darkness. The forces of evil work best at night, when it is dark, when no one, or they think that no one can see them. And if you look in the athar, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam always encouraged people that after they finish Salat al-Isha, it becomes dark, go home, lock the doors and go to sleep. Don't fool around the entire night unless you are in Hilaq al-Dhikr, you are in circles of remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If you have nothing else to do, go home and close your doors and you will be safe. وَمِن شَرِّ غَاسِقٍ إِذَا وَقَبْ وَمِن شَرِّ النَّفَّاثَاتِ فِي الْعُقَدْ. And from the, and seek refuge in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from the evil of the witchcraft as they make it in knots. I mean, these are the witchcraft. Every system has its own ways. Mostly it's done as it was done to Rasulullah alayhi salatu wasalam. They took a few teeth of his comb, they put it in a piece of ways. Mostly it's done as it was done to Rasulullah alayhi salatu wasalam. They took a few teeth of his comb, they put it in a piece of cloth, wrapped it with a few other things and knotted it so many times, and they put it somewhere, and that had cast the spell on Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that he became ill. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, seek refuge in Allah from such evil witchcraft, and also وَمِن شَرِّ حَاسِدٍ إِذَا حَسَدٍ, and also seek refuge in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from the envy that is practiced by the enviers. The envy or the hasad that one is to seek refuge in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in is the one who would wish that the goodness other people have will go away, and whether it comes to him or not, he doesn't care, but he just does not want anything good to happen to other people. There is another way, and that is you see some goodness in people and you would like to have something similar, but you do not wish that good in the other people to go away. There's nothing wrong with the second one, but the first one is wrong, and that is the hasad, which Muslims are not to practice, and which you will wish the goodness in other people to go away and that they will not have that goodness. Whether it comes to you or not, it really doesn't matter to you. And one of the ways to protect yourself from the people who will practice such evil thing, again, is to seek refuge in Allah Azza wa Jal through the recitation of this surah.
In conclusion, we ask Allah that He brings you benefit through this lecture. For more information, you may contact us through the following address. The Islamic Propagation Office, Rabwa, P.O. Box 29465, Riyadh 11457, Saudi Arabia. Phone 445-4900. Also 491-6065. Fax 497-0126. If you would like to listen to more beneficial lectures, feel free to visit our website at www.islamhouse.com. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.